The question was asked, why were Chazal willing to accept converts? So, thank you. So, the concept of converts is in Torah. I mean, the Torah speaks about Ger. It's not Chazal's decision.
Oh, okay.
It's the Torah.
Can I extend this question a little bit?
Okay.
Because I was wondering, the men of Moab and Ammon are not allowed to convert?
That's not extend. That's derailing. Let's hold. That's a separate question. Okay. Let's deal with this, and then if you want, we'll come over to yours. Whenever we ask a why question on Torah, so that's a dangerous question. Do we really understand why God does anything? I'm saying that's a difficult question. I think that what we are taught is that we can glean from the wisdom of the Torah. And the Torah teaches us the potential of man. This is a recurring, there's a relative of mine who repeatedly tells me, if I would write the Torah, I wouldn't accept converts. And he says this is part of the greatness he appreciates in the Torah, that the Torah shows us how everyone has a potential. Chazal tell us one of the most evil people in world history, if it's Nebuzaradan, if it's the evil kings who came and did Haman, had descendants who were top rabbis. Chazal repeatedly show us how from the most heinous acts and from the most hideous people, the greatest things can come out. There was a man who slept with his two daughters. That's pretty bad. His name was Lot. And from there comes David HaMelech, right? So Chazal repeatedly, and the Torah, repeatedly show us the importance of seeing the positive potential in everything, even in the worst thing. And I think that the idea of converts is the idea of the potential of all of humanity, and it's on some level it's what makes Judaism not racist, because the doors are actually open to anyone. It could be, as he's about to ask about Ammon and Moab, that there is residual impact, but in general, I'm saying a person can convert. And the average convert can have a daughter that will marry a Kohen, and his grandson could be Kohen Gadol. He could be going to the Beit HaMikdash and seeing his grandson the high priest. Saying he could have a daughter that marries someone from the Davidic dynasty, and he could have a grandson who's the king of Israel. I'm saying there's tremendous potential that the Torah reveals to us. Now, we have a mitzvah every week to read the Torah with a translation of Unkelus. Unkelus the Ger. Saying it's pretty amazing that the theme the Torah teaches us. I just want to mention an interesting point. Historically, I've been at the Mahon a little over a decade, 11, 12 years, and I repeatedly get complaints about converts from converts. The biggest complainer about Gerim are Gerim themselves. The Gerim are the one that comes and say, you guys should be more stringent, you guys should be more tough. It's just interesting that that's the place where we get this from. I think it shows a positive thing. I think it shows that when a person values what they're adopting, they say there should be a high standard. But that's just a point to ponder. Yeah.